This message is brought to you by Worship Radio 247. Please visit our website at www.worshipradio247.org, where you can find out more about us and listen to our live broadcast.
Worship Radio 247.
The Hour One Nugget on Worship Radio 247.
Welcome to the Hour One Nugget today. We come to part 63 of God Accepting Me. And I can't seem to get past the fact that when you say those words out loud, it's revelation. I want you to say it with me. I want you to just say, God accepting me. Say it. God accepting me. Say it again. That is so awesome. When you finally realize that that is the truth. God is accepting me. God is continually accepting you. And then you read a scripture like this. Verse 8 of Philippians, the fourth chapter, Paul says this: And now, dear brothers and sisters, one final thing. Like Paul is saying, I'm just going to tell you this one last thing, just to add to what I've said previously. One final thing, says Paul. Fix your thoughts on what is true and honorable and right and pure and lovely and admirable. Think about things that are excellent and worthy of praise. Fix your thoughts on what is true and honorable, right and pure and lovely and admirable. Think about things that are excellent and worthy of praise. Previously, and we looked at that yesterday, Paul was saying, don't worry about anything, but pray about everything. Tell God what you need and thank Him for what He has done. Getting your mind right, getting your mind focused on the Holy Spirit, getting your mind focused on the Lord Jesus, getting your mind well and truly trained upon God the Father. Then, says Paul, you will experience God's peace, which exceeds anything we can understand. His peace will what? Guard your hearts and minds as you live in Christ Jesus. And as you're doing that, as you're fixing your eyes upon Jesus, you're experiencing this peace, this wonderful, perfect peace that our minds can't comprehend, because it doesn't come from anywhere on earth. It comes from the heavens. It comes from the Lord. Then Paul says, fix your thoughts on what is true and honorable and right and pure and lovely and admirable. Fix your thoughts on these things. Look for the truth in your life. Where can you find the truth in your life? With whom can you find the truth in your life? Well, I know what is true. I know what is honorable and right. I know what is pure and lovely and admirable. The Lord Jesus Christ. So as you're feeling this peace, don't let your mind drift. Don't let it go to the left or to the right, but let it focus on the Lord Jesus Christ. For he is all of these things. He is true and honorable. He is right and pure. He is lovely and admirable. Think about things along with this that are excellent and worthy of praise. Think about how you've been changed. Think about a message that you heard maybe some years ago, maybe on television, perhaps on radio, perhaps in church, whatever it was. Think about that person you believe was instrumental in changing the way you think, instrumental in changing your life. Think about that, because that is worthy of praise to Almighty God, so that you can just say, Lord, I remember that day and I thank you, because it was for you that that happened. Lord, the person who was speaking, the person who was singing, whatever it was, Lord, it was you that brought that about, and you get all the glory forever and ever and ever. Think about those things. As we worship, you might not know the music, some of it, as you're worshiping, but it doesn't stop you worshiping. Because as you're hearing that music, your eyes are fixed on him. There are no problems in your life. Not while you're worshiping. There are no problems and issues in your life. Not while you have your eyes fixed on Jesus. There are no problems. Why? Because you're fixing your thoughts on what is true and honorable and right and pure and lovely and admirable. That's why. There are no problems. There are no issues. There are no worries or concerns. There is no stress. I was talking to a friend only yesterday, and this friend was telling me about their daughter who is going off somewhere with a guy they believe to be quite dangerous. Now, this daughter is, I don't know, 23, 24, 25 years old. And this person was saying to me, I'm really worried about this. And I said, what amount of worry is going to change the circumstance? What amount of worry and concern will change the situation? None. So therefore, being worried is a complete and utter waste of time, because you can't change anything. And so what must we do? Well, we've got to fix our eyes on Jesus, because as soon as we do that, the worry and the problem dissipate. It falls away. I'm going through a situation in my own life. I don't want to go into it because it is very personal and it's not resolved. But it concerns one of my children. And I can honestly, hand on heart, say to you, I'm not worried at all. I can honestly, hand on heart, say to you, I have given it to the Lord Jesus Christ. I've given it to him. And he said to me, I've got this, David. And I know he has. So it is a waste of my time to be worried. Paul tells us, we looked at that yesterday, don't worry about anything. Instead, pray about everything. Now, if you're leaving stuff out of the equation, that's your problem. Right there is your problem. When the Word tells us, when Paul tells us to pray about everything and not worry about anything, what's he saying? Don't worry about anything, but pray about everything. That's what he's saying. Everything in your life, every aspect of your life, every tiny little bit, even the bits you don't want God to see, because he's already seen them. Pray about it. Give it all to him. And say, Lord, I need you to deal with this. I need you, Father, to be dealing with this problem. And I know the response will be this. I've got this. My child, I have got this. So what is worthy of your praise? I'll tell you what is worthy of your praise. God in his heavens, the Holy Spirit, the Lord Jesus Christ, that is who is worthy of your praise for everything that God continues to do and will always do. The fact that if you are worried about something, you can take it to him. The worry goes away. You focus your eyes on Jesus, and in its place comes his perfect peace. What can be better than that? I can't think of one thing, not one thing, that would be better than being in that perfect peace and remaining in that perfect peace with Almighty God, because that is what he has promised through his word. And now, dear brothers and sisters, one final thing. Fix your thoughts on what is true and honorable and right and pure and lovely and admirable. Think about things that are excellent and worthy of praise, Father God. We thank you. We adore you. And Lord, we give you honor and glory and praise for the peace that you pour into us, for your love that you pour into us, and continue to do it on a daily basis, on an hourly basis, minute by minute. Lord, thank you. Thank you, Jesus. Just join me and say, thank you, Jesus. Say it again. Thank you, Jesus. Amen and amen.